Johnny opened the Cyclo Dictionary to a marked place.
We know that the Cyclo language is a composite of many tongues, even your own individual languages, and was not in fact a language generated solely by the Cyclos. It is a universal tongue because it was taken from many universes, which is the only reason we so generally speak it.
That was true. Real scholarship. The Cyclos picked up everything from others, including language. Shouldn't even be called Cyclo. The emissaries buzzed about it.
This dictionary is the standard recognized work, is it not?
He held it up. Yes, they nodded. Johnny laid the book down and read from it.
It states, Pirate, one who preys upon commerce or communities or planets in a vessel or spaceship or group of ships not under the regulation of a national or planetary government. Also, any commander or crew member of such a ship.
Right, right. That was a pirate. But Lord Schleem was feeling very smug. He felt he really had this devil now. He could see exactly which way he was trying to go. It would be child's play to fang these arguments to pieces and then proceed with the surrender talks. What a letdown the devil was going to get. Every Tolnep ship was under the direct orders of the Tolnep government. Totally legal. Johnny had turned to the book on intergalactic law.
However, according to treaties of which intergalactic law is composed, we have a different definition. With your permission, I will read it. Article 234,352,678. Based on the treaties of Cyclo versus Hoven, signed at Blanc, Cyclo versus Kamchad, signed at Cyclo, a pirate shall hereinafter be defined as one who feloniously steals or mines minerals.
Johnny tapped the book and laughed lightly.
I guess we know who and how and why that misdefinition occurred.
They laughed. Cyclo was not very well liked, and a Cyclo would pass anything to protect Cyclo interests.
Therefore, this august body, I feel, should define pirate and piracy among systems and planets and, after due deliberation, envisage the execution of treaties to forbid it.
Sir Robert groaned. The lad was proposing days of wrangling over stale things like treaties when the planet was being torn to bits with a flat-out assault, undoubtedly egged on by this Tolnep through his hidden radio. But his groans were drowned in the general assent. Johnny had now drawn back from the books. He took up the wand. He tapped it in his palm.
I feel, in my humble opinion...
He certainly didn't look humble.
That we must work upon this now in order that we should know whether the Tolnep fleet officers and crewmen are to be slowly vaporized individually as pirates or simply shot as military men when court-martialed.
Lord Schleem slithered up with a scream.
Stop!
He glared around at the other combatants. They sat just behind him. They were saying nothing. They simply looked stunned. Then he realized that the devil had said, Tolnep. He had not said combined forces. Venom splattered as Lord Schleem hissed his protest. The devil had gone too far. In a moment, Lord Schleem would tear down his house, but just now there was another point.